This month, I'm talking with Pastor Rob Gunther and his son Josiah, who are joining me long distance from New Ulm, Minnesota. Pastor Gunther and Josiah completed a Man Up Challenge last year, and they're going to tell us more about that today. Welcome, both of you. First, Pastor Gunther, why don't you tell us how you came up with the idea of the Man Up Challenge and what the purpose of it was?
Thanks, Nicole. So when we were living in Alaska, we thought that we were going to ship Josiah off to Luther Prep, and this was really going to be our last opportunity to parent him with that type of relationship as closely as we could. And so I wanted to really leverage that last year we had together. I came up with the idea just reading a couple of books on godly parenting, and particularly on being a godly father. I read several of them and talked about rites of passage, and I thought confirmation year was really a good time to do it. It's a rite of passage as he is owning his faith and as he's growing up as a young adult. And so I thought, what way to do that? And I sat down and talked with Josiah. He came up with some of the ideas too. We talked it out together. And what we settled on is we want to grow physically, mentally, and spiritually. And so our working definition of what it means to be a godly man is a godly man is one who helps those weaker than him, either physically, mentally, or spiritually, in thanks to God in Christ for the way he helped us. And so as part of the challenge, we challenged each other to grow physically, starting with push-ups, and we moved on to squats. And did we do crunches or anything else? That was it. Just push-ups and squats. And we challenged each other to grow mentally as we read several different books, Christian history, some apologetics, just some books for fun, while looking for that theme of what does it mean to be a man. And then we also challenged each other to grow spiritually as we read our Bibles, New Testament, a chapter a day during the weekdays, and then discussed it in the weekends.
Josiah, what types of things were involved in the challenge, and what was your reaction as your dad told you about this idea?
Well, there were really three categories in the Man Up Challenge. There was the physical category, and we do push-ups, and we started off by doing one at the start of the year, and each day we'd add one more push-up to the ones that we've already done, and so we got up pretty high to like 50 per day. We didn't do those all in a row, but we did a lot of push-ups, and we also did squats. And then the second category was the mental category, and we'd read books, and in those books, we would analyze the manly things that the characters in the books did. And sometimes the books were just for fun, and sometimes they were a little deeper, like some of the books that Pastor Gunther chose.
You can say Dad.
Oh, okay, that Dad chose. And we just analyzed all of the manly things that they did in those books. And the last category was the spiritual category. And we'd read one chapter of our Bible every day, and we saw how the people in the New Testament really manned up by sacrificing themselves to serve others, and how that was the true definition of manning up. And so we grew spiritually too by reading our Bibles every day. And when I first heard about the challenge, I was excited to try it out. It was a lot tougher than I originally expected, because I actually had to stay with everything that I signed up to do. But it was a lot of fun, and we both grew in all three categories.
Pastor Gunther, what kind of growth did you see in yourself and Josiah as you guys worked on the Man Up Challenge?
I too would say it was harder than I thought it would be, and I came up with the idea, so I had to follow through. I think we grew in our relationship with each other as we held each other accountable, and hey, did you read your Bible today? And we'd have to go, no, or did you do your push-ups yet? By the way, we did 100 push-ups a day. You said 50. We worked our way all the way up to 100 in a day. That's not all at once, by the way. We didn't do one set of 100. We did lots of little sets, but so we grew physically. We definitely, I think, felt stronger at the end of it. We learned a lot as we studied and read, and we looked for those themes in the New Testament. It was kind of a fun thing for me to redefine what it means to be a godly man as we live to serve others.
All right, Josiah, as you read through the advice that your dad compiled from the Christian men in your life, what really hit home and has kind of stuck with you in the months afterwards?
Throughout the Man Up book and really throughout the whole Man Up Challenge, we learned how it's not just about doing manly things like how much can you lift and what cool manly stunts can you do, but it's really about self-sacrifice and service to those who are weaker than you spiritually, physically, and mentally. And that was just a really big theme throughout the Man Up Challenge and throughout the Man Up book.
Yeah, we use the gifts that God has given us and develop those gifts in order that we can use them to serve others. And thanks for what he's done for us in Christ. Hey, thanks, Nicole. We appreciate the opportunity. I guess we're going to have Josiah do some push-ups now.
96, 97, 98, 99, 100.
Oh, wait, dude, I wasn't recording that whole time. Can we start over?
What?
Yeah, I just got like the last three. Can you start over? Do another 100.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Thank you both for sharing your experiences with us. I think there are a lot of us who are interested in putting something like this into action in our own families, with our sons and our daughters. If you'd like to read Rob Gunther's full article on this topic, visit Heart to Heart's website at forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can chime in with your thoughts or questions, you can learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts or podcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.